start the countdown to kickoff of the college football season.
Again, he's finding space. Cuts it back. Brandon Presley into Oklahoma territory. Can they run him down? Touchdown, Oklahoma State. A lightning strike. 100 yards.
It's unsportsmanlike conduct's 25 teams in 25 days.
Yesterday, team number 12, the Baylor Bears. Today, their opponent in last year's Big 12 championship game, number 11 in our composite poll, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And to talk about them, Robert Allen, who is on the sidelines for the radio network, he joins us right now in today's edition of 25 Teams in 25 Days. Robert, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys?
We are doing tremendous. You know, Robert, it's interesting. For some teams, the motivation of coming up just short, like Oklahoma State did a year ago, they're able to use that and they're able to get over the hump. For others, you know, we end up looking back in hindsight maybe a season or two later and acknowledge that maybe it was just too much for them to overcome mentally. Why do you think for the Cowboys it could be more of the former instead of the latter in 2022 and beyond?
Well, I think I'm going to start with the summer. One of the things I've always had a habit of doing is I go up for at least one of the Friday morning workouts. That's when they do the stadium steps in the stadium, and then they go straight from that into a weightlifting workout that's both upper and lower body. So it's not concentrated on one or the other. It's everything. Bench press, leg press, everything in between. And when I went this year, I was expecting to see a drop off in effort and, you know, maybe, you know, and guys, you know, picking up their teammates, because there were a lot of real big leaders. Your highlight run there had Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yeah.
One of the huge team leaders on last year's team. And back here in a few hours makes his debut against the Falcons in a preseason game with the Lions. He's off to a great start with Detroit. But what I found was, team that was really energized, and this was the 4th of July week, so they didn't get their normal Wednesday off. They went straight through after the Monday holiday 4 days in a row, and afterwards I talked to Rob Glass, who's the director of strength and speed and conditioning, and he said the same thing. He said, I honestly felt we'd have a leadership drop off, and as a result, some work ethic. Didn't happen. Okay, that's a great sign. Big 12 media days, you're in AT&T Stadium, the very stadium where you were inches short. And everybody in the media, whenever they interviewed Spencer Sanders, Brock Martin, Mike Gundy, whoever it was, said, yeah, it was that corner down there, wasn't it? And yeah. And every one of the players had what I thought was the best response. We want to be back here. We have to be back here because we've got some unfinished business in this stadium. So that's another good sign. You know, they are using that as motivation. And then the final is they're now, you know, I don't think today was practice, maybe 7 or 8 in fall camp. And I've been to at least part of all of them. And it's a great fall camp. I mean, Derek Mason, who's been the head coach, actually coached against Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl with Stanford and Andrew Luck. He was the DC that year for David Shaw. Been to Vanderbilt as a head coach, Auburn last year. And the other day he was telling the media, you know, the one thing I don't have to do at all here is coach effort. I don't have to ever pick up your effort. And he goes, when you don't have to worry about effort and you can just worry about the X's and O's and the technique and all that as a coach, that's awesome. So I think this team is in a very good place as far as motivation and as far as having their eyes set on the right goal. Now the trick will be, are they good enough to get there?
Robert Allen joins us. We're talking Oklahoma State football. Robert, all that sounds good, but you got kind of a wild card at quarterback in Spencer Sanders. I mean, this guy has 40 turnovers and 32 starts. 40 turnovers. I like him, too. I like him. I'm sort of mesmerized by him because he's talented. But is he too much of a wild card to guide him to a Big 12 title?
Here's the deal. The turnover numbers have improved every year. And if you look at last year, seven of his 12 interceptions were against Baylor.
Ooh.
And Baylor's got, in my opinion, if I could pick the entire country, and I'm talking about, the guys at Alabama and across the country, I mean, you name it, I could pick my defensive player to start my unit, I'm picking Siaka Ika, the nose tackle at Baylor.
Okay.
He's 6'3", he's 360 pounds, and it's 360 pounds of no fluff, just muscle. Watched him manhandle Texas offensive line last year, which I guess even Kansas kind of did that. But he did a number on that center from Texas who's in an NFL camp right now. He greatly – and when you didn't have your run game with Jaylen Warren and you were playing your backup center in the Big 12 championship game, four interceptions. Now, if you go back and look at them, one was a tip ball. One was a kind of a Hail Mary toward the end of the half. The other two were legit mistakes, but they were forced mistakes. He had guys in his face in the pass rush. So not trying to whisk away or talk away all the turnovers, but for the most part last year, Spencer Sanders was really good. And, I mean, he was really good at taking care of the ball. He had two real bad games. One they won. The other, they came inches away from winning.
Okay.
So, yeah, I understand everybody outside. It'd be like me harping on Adrian Martinez.
It would be.
And his turnovers. And I know people there at Nebraska did.
Yeah.
And that's the big question for the K-Staters right now. Can Colin Klein talk him out of his turnover issues? But I like Spencer Sanders, and I would put it this way. If they don't have Spencer Sanders this year, they don't have a chance.
Okay. That's good. I appreciate that, Robert.
Robert Allen joining us as we talk about Oklahoma State, team number 11 in 25 teams in 25 days. Robert, looking at the other side of the ball, perhaps the best Big 12 defense in about a decade, just a shade under 16 points per game allowed, under 5 yards per game allowed in conference play. Eight seniors, over 200 starts are gone, as is Jim Knowles, to Ohio State. In comes Derek Mason. Where are they confident? Where are they concerned on that side of the ball this year?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna. They're not real concerned right now based on what they've seen here in camp. They returned Jason Taylor to be the middle of that secondary at free safety. Thomas Harper was the backup at the strike position and played quite a bit. Both corners were the corners that played the second half when they iced the game. Festival against Notre Dame. That's Jabbar Muhammad and Corey Black. Linebacker was a big concern, but the way they've got about five kids. It's not going to be two guys. It's going to be five guys rotating at linebacker. And they can really produce, and they feel good. The defensive line's back almost in its entirety. In fact, you get Trace Ford back, who missed last year with a knee injury. You've moved Tyler Lacy to where he can play end and tackle. So they've kind of increased the depth at the defensive line position, or tackle and end both. So I think they feel really good. The great thing was Derek Mason came in, took the playbook lock, stock, and barrel. He and the staff kind of deconstructed it and then put it back together so he could understand it really well. But nothing changed for the players. Terminology is the same. Everything's the same. Language, the defense itself, although Mason's put a few tweaks into it of his own. So everybody feels pretty good about the defense. You return your kicker and punter and snapper and all that stuff. I'm going back to the offense, you know, Josh and Steve, on this. Jalen Warren's in Pittsburgh, and he's one of the best undrafted free agent running backs in the league this year. They love him. Tomlin, he'll play a bunch in their exhibition game against Seattle tomorrow night, and the Steelers love him. They think he's going to make the team and play a valuable role. That means he's not in Stillwater, and that means Mike Gundy has to find a bell cow running back. And you guys know, going all the way back to the Big 12 days, Oklahoma State's no good if they don't have a bell cow running back. And now they're trying to find one. So, and again, you go back to that Baylor game and Spencer's problem. A big part of it was Jalen Warren was hurt, couldn't play. So that's the biggest concern this football team right now. They've got four guys competing. They've got to find one, two, three, maybe all four that can make up for that running back position, because this team has to have a good running back or they're going to be in trouble.
Oklahoma State football. We're talking Oklahoma State football, Robert Allen. Mike Gundy. Gundy, 149 and 69 in 17 years. Nice. He's going into his 18th year, is Gundy. Gundy had a few down years before last year's 12-2. Gundy had some controversy, you know, mixed in there in the pandemic time. How is he? How does he sit with the administration, and what's the tenor like in the fan base regarding the veteran head coach?
Pretty good right now. I mean, if you want to join in on a happy birthday, today he turned 55.
Whoa. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Good looking, Chad.
15 years removed from I'm a man, I'm 40.
Man, time flies.
And, there was a lot of strife with the previous administration.
Okay.
Not so much the president, but he and Mike Holder did not really see eye to eye. And a big part of it was Mike Gundy and Boone Pickens didn't see eye to eye.
Okay.
And there'll be a lot of people that will be unhappy about this. Boone's gone, passed away. Don't know if any of that money is ever going to, that was promised in the will, is ever going to come Oklahoma State's way. But they got enough of it when Boone was living. Mike Holder's no longer the AD. Chad Weiberg is. Dr. Casey Shrum is the new president. And they're big Mike Gundy fans. And okay. Mike Gundy's big Shrum Weiberg fans. So here's, at Big 12 Media Days, one of the guys from Baylor coined this for me. He said, Oklahoma State's got an aligned spine. Finally, the spine is straight. The president, AD, head coach. And I was always jealous at OU when they had, Stoops and Castiglione and the president they had down there, because you always saw them walking in step with each other. And, it's like they were the president of each other's fan club. Finally had that at Oklahoma State. And it's kind of fun to watch. And it's been very good for Mike Gundy's mood. He is, he's probably enjoying himself in this job more than he ever has.
Good for him.
Robert Allen will be on the sidelines for Oklahoma State this year, team number 11 in 25 teams in 25 days. Robert, great conversation. Hope to talk to you down the road.
Yeah, and if you guys have a running back you don't need, send him in the portal. We'd be glad to see a faster running back if he can do it. Somebody like even an IM hip would be okay.
IM hip.
A Rozier.
Yeah.
Any of those guys, we'll take them.
How about a Jarvis Redwine? Can I give you that?
I'll take a Jarvis Redwine. Okay. I covered his game.
Okay. Robert, you're dating yourself a little bit right now.
Oh, hey, I Gundy's 55, and I'm 62.
Oh, God bless you.
Robert, we appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, see
you. All right, Robert Allen.
He's an old.
Oh, yeah, you had to love that.
He's old, much older than me.
Yeah, much. He's like 5 years older than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, much. Six.
Oklahoma State, they're over-under on FanDuel, promo code 1620. 8.5 games.
Over.
Yeah, and it's even on both sides, by the way. Minus 110 on the over or the under. They are third-best odds, tied for third-best odds to win the league with Baylor. Both of those teams at 6-1, OU 2-1, Texas is plus 250.
You know what?
What?
If you're a head coach, I'm serious about this. If you're a head coach at a Big 12 school right now, you do what Aranda did, and what Gundy basically did, just not quite to as high a level as Aranda at Baylor. You know where you build? You build in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor's tough up front, both sides.
They are.
Tough up front, both sides. And that league, like, that league will shock. That'll shock other teams.
And that league now, I mean, it's weird because I think people still talk about the Big 12 as this, like, high-flying.
Right.
It's gotten a lot more about the ground, and it's gotten a lot more about the lines, especially over the last couple of years. It's flipped quick, man. It's flipped quick.
And Oklahoma State is really strong up front on defense. And they were last year. I mean, 4 sacks a game, 8 tackles a loss a game. 4 sacks per game led the country, all right? That led the country. Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That led the country and the city.
Think about it, man.
And 8 TFLs a game. And they got...
Dude, inches away from the playoff. Inches.
Yeah. And they got a lot back up front.
Yeah.
They'll go over 8.5.
Should be an interesting team. Coming up next week, we move into the top 10 in 25 teams in 25 days. We'll have Oregon, OU, Utah, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame. Nick, we have it ready to go. We got it. We had another cross off in the interview there with Robert Allen. Let's do a quick replay of the interview.
Oklahoma State's no good if they don't have a bell cow running back.
That is makes an old man noise.
That's
Zachary,
why do I do that?
I don't know. Thank you. We got a nice clean one. How great is that, Nick? Because we have all the other ones, but, you know, now we got one into our microphones. Zachary says Sip reacting to bell cow running back needs to be cut for a drop. Yeah, that immediately when I heard that, I was like, oh, hello. I'm gonna DM young Nick. Oh, good job there, Nick. We appreciate
good
it.
Good job.
Oh, hey, there's another one.
What's that?
Where is it? compliments young Nick. There we go. Good
That's
job,
my
Nick.
Favorite one.
There you go. Yeah, right?
Nick. Feel free to keep doing it.
It just counts as one, though. Just counts as one. All right, when we return, stock up, stock down. We go position by position. Now, here's the thing. Whenever Sip fills in, we say that we have like all these grand ideas for what we're going to do over the course of 4 hours. And then 4 hours flies by, and we've done like 3 of them. So let's see if we can actually go position by position. And I want to ask you if I'll just ask you now. Do we need to split up wide receivers and tight end, do you think, for this discussion? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll split those up. We will do that when we return. He's Steve Sippel from On 3 in today for John. I, of course, am Josh Peterson. Young Nick getting complimented and producing the program. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct here on 1620 The Zone.